It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We welcome everyone back to In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. Dallas Ackerman back with you. And this week we're talking Blue Jays. And when you think Blue Jays, you have to start with the principal, Dr. Mike Sharp, and the student council president, that being Grayson Horowitz. And so glad to have them join us here to have a chat. And it's obviously a big week at Liberty High at the time of this interview, in the midst of homecoming week, so many festivities. I'm going to go ahead and have you start, Dr. Sharp, and tell us how everything is in Blue Jay country.
Well, we're excited to kick off homecoming week. Our school's decorated. Our leadership, Stuco kids, came in over the weekend and got everything decorated and looking nice for the busy week. So it's a great week to be a Blue Jay for sure.
We're going to get to know you, introduce you to our audience in just a bit. But Grayson, thanks again for being here, coming in on short notice.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
So what's homecoming week like for you? Being student council president, you're also, I saw, one of the finalists to be king, correct?
Yes.
So you just have all you. What I always appreciate is we talk about students being involved. And I don't know if I've ever seen a student quite like you, as involved as you are. Tell everybody what you're involved in high school.
All right. So I'm involved in student council, as I'm the president. I am in the drum line, center snare. I do J-Rock. And I'm also in our school's improv troupe, Exit 1-6.
Absolutely. Are you still playing tennis?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I also play tennis for the boys' tennis team.
And I've seen you in action. You're a good player as well. Yeah, you just forget that if that doesn't show you how involved you're in. So, what's your experience been like at Liberty High? Now a senior. I know the time, we always talk about how fast the time goes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about how fast the time goes. I remember my freshman year, like it was yesterday, when my friend said, it's going to go by so fast. And now I like look back and it went by so much fast. I mean, the Liberty High School experience has been so welcoming. And like, I've got to like experience all the different corners of Liberty High School, and every single place I could find a place that I can call home. And that's just super special. And that's why like Liberty is amazing.
And then Dr. Sharp, back to you. Speaking of time going fast, it's now been, you're well settled into your role as principal at Liberty High. Could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So this is year 7 in LPS for me, 3 as our head principal, which it's an honor and a privilege to serve our community in that role. It's pretty exciting to get to walk up the drive every day and look at the flagpole and our beautiful school and get to hang out in this amazing place for sure. So outside of that, got two beautiful girls, my wife, and right now I'm just pretty much a full-time mover after school because I just drive my girls to dance and soccer and do all things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, Grayson Horowitz, senior at Liberty High, and Dr. Mike Sharp, the principal at LHS, so kind to join us as part of In the Loop with LPS this week. What I find interesting, and I'd like to get both of your perspectives of the building administrator and student relationship. And I know that's so important, especially when you're dealing with a student leader as you with Grayson being student council president. What is that dynamic like for you first, Mike, in your role?
For me, I think it's very much a partnership, as we try to operate from yes as much as we possibly can. Understanding that ultimately too, we've got to keep everybody safe and keep learning going even through a fun week. And then just, there's a lot of conversations and checkpoints, not only just with Grayson, but his kind of entire cabinet, the teachers that help us oversee student council, but also too, just all the other things that are going on. And so I think it's just very much a partnership and trying to create open lines of communication, that if there are things that our students feel are going to make their experience better while they're here, the least that we can do is entertain it and try to make it happen.
How about your perspective, Grayson?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, starting with yeses is like a great thing where we have an idea and it's, let's see how we can get it done and not, that probably won't work. And like during like second hour when our leadership hours, sometimes Dr. Sharp will drop in and see how we're going, like just checking in on us, see how things are going. And it's really cool to see that like it's a team. And so it's been really, really a pleasure.
Now, you mentioned as part of your introduction, one of your many different activities you're involved with would be this J-Rock. And you guys just blew the top off of the field house over here as part of our convocation event in August. I hope you received a lot of positive feedback, because I certainly did, because when our staff would approach me or we'd run into staff, you know, the week or two following, they led off with J-Rock. So you should be really proud. Tell us how that all came about. You guys are phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. It was a great experience. It all started about a year and a half ago now, a little bit more, where I was sitting at a football game and they were playing rock music over the intercom at like third down. And it was like, I want to do this. Like, I can play that on my guitar. I could get people together. And so I like started finding people and we put it together, and it was like a lot of little things. And then like the pep band at band, we did like played basketball games. So we didn't play all of them. So I was like, what if we did the games that were at home that didn't have a band? And we were like, so it was just like it all came together, little pieces, and it was pretty magical.
And then, of course, the experience of convocation, that was a large crowd gathered that morning. What kind of feedback did you get?
It was super positive. That was one of the most nervous moments I've ever been. I mean, it was 2,000 people in that gym, and it was really, really awesome. And I mean, I remember that week after, like all the teachers like saying like, good job, guys. And it felt really awesome.
It had to be pretty cool too, to be able to perform in front of so many teachers, not only at Liberty High, but I'm assuming, you know, back in some of your elementary and middle levels.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was like old faces of like teachers that I've just, that have pushed me through my whole entire schooling career. I mean, it was really, really, really awesome. And like, just the size of that crowd is, I'll never perform to someone that big.
Is that, I don't know about that. Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm going to guess that may not be the largest crowd you performed, talented group. Dr. Sharp, tell us just about overall the start to the school year for Liberty High. I know you guys are off and rolling.
It's been just a tremendous start to the school year. There's great energy in the building, especially this week. But we've had some great things happening, not only just in the classroom, but in the hallways, but also too, we had our big kind of celebrating band event where we all got to wake up real early and was going to roll and down roll and got to come in and say hi to us. And we're also, Grayson happened to be on the channel 41 news last night as well, in terms of our,
he's the toad bane town.
Yeah, he's hitting all the media outlets right now, which he deserves for sure. But overall, like just a sidebar too, like our attendance is about 2% higher than where we've been in the past. So awesome. I think a lot of that's just it's a place where people want to be and are enjoying the start of the school year.
Among the many things, I think the thing I appreciate about you the most in that the event on Channel 9 in late August, the Banding Together event that KMBC came out and visited. Anytime I have ever presented you an opportunity to showcase the school, knowing that it's just an added thing, right, you're so quick to say yes. And what goes into your thought process on that? Because you don't have to do it.
Oh, I think part of it is we're really lucky to have such a beautiful school, and we have just tremendous resources, and we have just a tremendous, not only just leadership team, but our teaching team and our students are just amazing, and why wouldn't we want to show all these things off? And so we're just in a great place and at a great time, and so try to capitalize on things while we can.
Now, Grayson, your principal mentioned you being on television here this week. I guess that was a week ago, I believe. Channel 41 came out and did a feature on the LHS Bell project. Could you share a little bit about that? And Mike, feel free to interject as well.
Yeah, so that bell project, we've had this amazing, mastercrafted bell for couple years now, and we're trying to build a little permanent spot out by the football field so that we can show it off and use it and create traditions with it. So it's gonna be really exciting.
And if any of our listeners would be interested, there's links. I know that's been pushed out. Blue Jay Nation as well has been sharing information to get involved with that.
And we appreciate everything that our Blue Jay Nation or our PTSA does. Not only just support our Bell Project, but just Liberty High School as a whole. And it's another great partnership that we have, and are very thankful for them, but also to our alumni base. And this is a great way to celebrate them too, especially being a school that's technically been in existence since 1890. It's kind of been in different spots, but where we are currently, there's a lot of alumni and a lot of people that are really, really proud to be Blue Jays. So we had hosted a tour for the class of 1975 on Saturday.
That's right.
And then I think they went down to the square and met some other Blue Jays down there. And we have the class of 2000 coming in on Friday, as well as our Hall of Fame celebration that'll kick off.
You know, I feel like, gentlemen, that even in recent years, Liberty High has really grabbed onto that tradition piece. Is that accurate to say? And how special is that?
I mean, you can just tell in our community, Liberty High School is a special place. We talk about in our graduation room, my graduation speech every year, it just means more to be a Blue Jay and to graduate from Liberty High School. And I have felt that since I've been here, in my time, but also even when I wasn't here in other districts, you can tell that this is not only just a destination district where people want to be, but where people are proud to graduate from. And I think our community would echo that.
Grayson, from a student perspective?
I mean, you can just tell that the love this community shares. I mean, I have teachers that graduated from Liberty High School wanting to come back and teach at Liberty High School. It feels like once you come, you don't want to leave, kind of a thing. It's like that magic. It's a perfect place to be.
Hey, I did want to hit on, I think, a big story around Liberty High here in recent years also is the construction and the upgrades. It's, I know, been a continuous process here for the last few years, but kind of speak to that, if you would.
I mean, just in the, rewinding just briefly, with the addition of our field house, the addition of our PAC, our Performing Arts Center, and then we completely remodeled our 100s wing on the back half of last year when we're happy to have that open. It's a tremendous space for our students. And then starting kind of around spring break last year, pretty much the entire middle corridor, what is kind of considered our cafeteria commons area, has all been remodeled to kind of match some of those other spaces. When we were going through the PAC piece of it, we also remodeled what was one of our arts wing, where choir, band, orchestra were all at. Now they're housed in our PAC. But that area then was turned into what's called the View, where our Edge Micro School is located. So it's, even considering the age of our overall school, we're super lucky and thankful for our campus, especially with our addition of not only our activities complex, but also our turf baseball and softball fields and our tennis courts. Tennis are all relatively new. And so when we're going through those projects, it's sometimes some pinch points, but in the end, it is definitely worth it. And I think our school's a beautiful place for our students to come every day and learn.
Grayson, what's it been like from a student perspective? Well received?
I mean, people love it. At the new lunchroom, I love just a little bit of higher ceilings. The room just feels just so much better in there. I don't know how to explain it, but all the new places at our school just feel really awesome. And so it's just, I really well received from the students' perspective. It's pretty awesome.
We work really hard trying not to impede on student learning and student movement. And I feel like we've done a pretty good job. I'd have probably lean in on Grayson, but hopefully it hasn't impacted his time over the last 4 years. But I think the result has been pretty special.
Yeah. I mean, for the amount of upgrades Liberty High School has experienced, especially the lunchroom, that main hallway, it really hasn't affected the student population almost at all, besides all the positives once they're finished. So it's been pretty impressive to see how it was handled in such a way that it didn't hinder any learning.
You know, it was so interesting. I remember years ago, I believe it was probably over in Lee Summit, at one of those high schools, where you went on campus and then you would see track practice, you'd see tennis practice, you'd see everything within that campus. And of course, at that time, that was probably 10, 12, 15 years ago. And I remember kind of feeling a moment of jealousy, like, I wish we could see that on our campuses. And boom, you blink, and you can go out on a day in the spring or even this time of year where people are just spread out being involved. It's really special.
Yeah, I always, one of my favorite days is the kind of the start of each season. And I try to make a stop to each of them, each of the sports as they begin and their activities. But then too, our Blue Crew Crazies has an event at the beginning of the year to highlight at the start of each season. And so it's fun to be able to kind of bounce around. In the past, I would have to get the car and drive, you know, to the park down the way and then try to hit the golf course and then to the swimming pool. And I can knock out a lot of stops real quick now with everything being on campus, but it definitely creates a little bit more of a home atmosphere when we're all in one place.
Okay. So I have to just get this perspective from the principal and then a student perspective. One of the big stories, of course, coming into this year, the cell phone policy and changes with that. And now we've hit our stride now, about a month into the school year. Kind of where does that stand? From my perspective, it seems like it's gone about as smooth as it could. But I'd love to hear your perspectives.
Sure. At least from the administrative side of things, we'd kind of begin to roll some of those things out, especially in the classrooms last school year. We thought it was important to try to protect as much of instructional time as we can. And so a lot of the things that we're doing this year were, there's a difference between a policy and a practice. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it does mirror very similar, but I have to credit our students. I think have done just a tremendous job, and our teachers, and a lot of it goes into the partnership. I think how we rolled that out of understanding that we want to protect as much instructional time. Our teachers are in our classes doing some great work and educating our students. And I think our students, you know, are definitely participating in that. And even just rewinding 3, 4, 5 years ago, we'd walk in and do a classroom observation and a teacher would be up doing some great things. Or maybe it's even a student presentation and half the class is, you know, kind of buried into their phone and missing some great things. And so that's been our push and our focus this school year, is just to really kind of protect that instructional time so students have the ability to make those connections and strengthen their learning opportunities. I'm in the hallways and other things. We don't ever want a rule or a law to break a relationship. And so just trying to navigate that the best that we can to still honor the students and where they are, but also to making sure that we're always compliant with policy.
Very good. Grayson?
I mean, I've seen it two pretty big benefits just in class without the phone policy. Our classes seem a little bit more efficient. I would be like half of my classes were actually ahead of schedule, which has never happened before because there's no telling people to put their phones away and people are more ready to learn. But then I'm also seeing it. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel like my classes are more social as they like people are making connections with other people instead of just being on their phones.
Interesting.
So not only am I seeing a benefit in learning, I'm also seeing a benefit in people making connections with other people.
Yeah, good lesson for everybody, I think, in our society. Just a couple minutes left, gentlemen. Thought as we wrap things up, just maybe have you two tag team kind of what's to come with homecoming week. I know you hit on a few of those things and just the excitement building up. I guess we should also add you have a really good football team right now at Liberty High.
Stellar football team. I mean, just knocking the socks off of people. But for homecoming, we still have a lot planned. Today we have a little scavenger hunt around the school, finding birds for little prizes and even a few HOCO tickets. Tomorrow after school, we're having a movie on the baseball field where we are watching Rio. And then we're having a parade on Friday morning and a very nice assembly, which will be super fun. And then our dance.
Will J-Rock be performing then?
No, J-Rock will.
Oh, no J-Rock.
Probably. Well, J-Rock will perform at the tailgate for the football game.
Gotcha.
Just would be another element to it. And then we also have, it's not necessarily specifically homecoming related, but it is related to the Fall Fest, and our partnership with the folks at Liberty would be, we're sending pretty large group of folks. I think 75 was the last list I had seen in terms of an event that's going on at the square to highlight band and a lot of our other student organizations too. And so Friday I'll sleep well when Friday wraps up between the game and the parade and the assembly, that and the tailgate. And but it's fun too. One, I don't know if you noticed her folks listening at home probably can't see, but Rachel's got a pretty fancy tie dye shirt on.
Love it.
That was an event that they had planned that I think went really well. Our students have opportunities to make their own tie dye t-shirts during lunch and throughout the day, which was something that was kind of new. And
yep. It was really cool. We made them on Monday so that for our spirit day today, which was tie-dye day, everyone here was wearing tie-dye t-shirts. So it was really cool.
Amazing. Well done. Well done. Grayson, I know we're going to be talking to you, I'm sure, before the end of this school year, but always like to ask our seniors kind of what you're thinking about for the next stage.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning to attend a big college somewhere and study biology. So that'll be my plan.
No colleges, no list yet. Not to put you on the spot, run in the list.
My list is so big, it's like hard to name one. So I just say like a 4-year. Right now, I want to go to Wisconsin. That'd be my dream.
Oh, I have to connect you with our chief operations officer, Steve Anderson. He's a big badger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, you'll end up making a great decision. Wherever you go, they're going to be getting a great young man. So, gentlemen, I really appreciate you coming by. Wish you the best of luck with the remaining part of homecoming week. And you guys are doing great things over here at Liberty High, and we're proud of you.
We appreciate the time today, as always, and go Jays.
Thank you so much for having us.
Grayson Horowitz and Dr. Mike Sharp joining us from Blue Jay Country, the home of the Blue Jays at Liberty High School. That'll wrap things up for this week. Next week, we'll be talking Liberty North Eagles as they prepare to get their homecoming festivities underway as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.